This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens have been, we look every day at the injury report because it's the guys on that injury report are for a lot of all pros and pro bowlers. A lot of money on that injury report as well. Looks like Patrick Ricard will be back. He's back in practice. Hearing some things about Roquan as well. But if those guys, Jeremy, are, let's say 80%, and they can go, but not their best, do you save them for after the bye where they could be healthier, or is it too desperate right now to be able to afford yourself that?
I mean, so my thought process on this always is, I don't know that you can always trust the player because the player's going to want to go in. You got to trust your eyes and watching them in practice when you're limited.
That's why you have doctors.
Yeah, and it make the best decision there because you do have the bye week coming up. 1 week off could turn into 3 weeks off really quickly of you getting healthy, which is huge. So for Lamar, it's an absolute no for me unless you looked at him in practice at some point. He's not practicing, but looked at him in practice and said yes. Guys like Ricard and Roquan, if they're at that point and they feel good, I mean, you're 1-4. You got to take every chance that you have. But I still believe, too, you got to trust your eyes and what you're seeing in practice. If they're not practicing, I don't know how you play them.
I'll say this, man. I don't. If they're good to go, if they can go, then I'll let them play. Bottom line, I'll let them play. It's too late in the season.
It's too late to throw away a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. It's like, Lamar, he didn't practice. He's not playing. I'm assuming he's not playing if he didn't practice on a Thursday. And then, you know, if these other guys have practiced and they're cleared medically, I let them play. You can't throw. I mean, otherwise, to me, that's just hoisting a white flag.
You know what's interesting about this year, though, the way it's setting up, and I don't think anybody predicted this, but you could, in essence, be in playoff games for yourself starting out of the bye week. You could have that mentality. Yeah. There's no overlooking any opponent.
Not anymore.
You have to look at the next guy that's on your schedule. Let the coaches worry about anything if they're preparing down the line for someone. But this is a point where you need to pile up and get one of those, hey, we just won 9 out of 10 or 8 in a row or whatever it may be to try to get back to where you need to be.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You're at a point in the season right now where very few people are 100%. I don't think anybody is, really. But very few people are 100%. If Ricard is healthy enough to get clearance from the doctor, he said he's good to go, then that's your running game opening up. That's another piece to the running game, trying to get the running game off to the right start. If Roquan is good to go, you know, that's efforting to stop the running game of the Los Angeles Rams. You those are two of your better players. You've got to get those guys in if they're good to go.
I think, too, you don't realize how important some of these guys are to the entire unit until they're gone for a game or two, and then you see the replacements come in, and you're like, ooh, yeah, Roquan, get back as soon as you can, buddy. Yeah. This is, you know, even with the cornerbacks, like I trust some of the cornerback depth that they have, and I'd be fine going in the games with the guys that they've had, even with the injuries, if they had a better pass rush. But the pass rush has been non-existent.
Right.
Which is why, like, it was laughable to me. People were going, I can't believe you traded away a pass rusher. A pass rusher that wasn't rushing?
Right.
Like, what was he doing?
That's the pass rusher that made you draft a guy with some character issues in the second round to be a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that guy was doing his job, Mike Green wouldn't be here. You know, if he and a David Ajabo were doing their job, every year they have to address the pass rusher need. They'd address it with an aging veteran in Kyle Van Noy because of that guy. So, yeah, he's the reason that you have to keep looking for pass rushers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Baltimore. Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good morning and happy Friday to all you guys.
Happy Friday.
Question. For this particular game coming up, one of my biggest suggestions was they go heavy jumbo. The dude, usually the guy, Emory Jones, the offensive tackle, or the guy they just picked up, Green. To give them some extra reps or whatever, and that way it would help the running game. And then for the defense, if they use extra safety, what's the guy named Gardner or the one they picked up from the Chargers, and use one linebacker, would that help out the defense as far as wise covering a lot of those? What's the guy, Puka Nacua?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
You can't cover that guy with just one guy. He's in the same boat with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. If you've watched his route running ability, you cannot cover him with a single guy. You just can't. He's going to win more times than not.
Yeah.
And in this league, if you're not getting a pass rush too, this is the other issue. I don't care if you had three Darrell Revises out there and then he's locking it up. You give a quarterback 5 to 6 seconds in this league and they will pick you apart, and I don't care who it is.
You can't cover somebody for 6 seconds. That's the problem.
And that's the problem is you got to get there. And that's where, you know, I look at the team and the way it's been assembled. You got to find some sort of pass rush. That's why I loved when Mike McDonald was here, because he was getting the most out of guys that, like Kyle Van Noy's career was resurrected here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we thought, okay, he'll be here for a year and then say goodbye and maybe he hangs him up. No, he's played his ass off here. And I think a lot of that comes down to the scheme. I mean, Mike McDonald got a lot of guys paid, including Geno Stone.
Yeah.
come on. Yeah. If you hear the way Cincinnati talks about it, it's like, he did what? He stinks. So.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens getting ready to take on the Los Angeles Rams. Guys, do you feel, I don't want to ask this question too much, but are you getting a buzz from this game from the people?
I think more and more people are talking about it because it's like, all right, are the Ravens going to show up? Or are they going to go 1-5 in their bye week? And then we see how they look. I think the thing that most people are shocked by is like seeing the Ravens as over a touchdown underdog at home. Has that ever happened?
That is what it's.
Would you have to go back to the 90s, I guess?
It's really kind of disrespectful. It's been a while. Like, yeah. To be more than a touchdown favorite in a home game.
But bookmakers have to do something regarding this, because you're watching, because I've talked to so many people that go, How is the total 44 and a half or 45? Have they not been watching the Ravens?
Yeah.
Like, some people might think the Rams get that number on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there are going to be some tweaks and that we do see Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage, and I think that's going to help. I also believe with Ricard back, and if the weather's an issue, we see a healthy dose of Derrick Henry. And this might come down to, as bad as the weather is, special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, what's the price of the average ticket for this week?
Through SeatGeek, it was $34.
That's the lowest ticket. Now, last week, it was what? 50-something? It was down from the
55.
Week before, 55. And before then, it was, I think, in the 70s. So my point is, the arrow is pointing the wrong way, Ed. It's going down.
Oh yeah, that's the problem here. This isn't like just trying to be like, oh, woe is us to get to stir up phone calls and stuff. There's nothing good here right now. There's nothing that would tell me like, oh yeah, there's hope. That because besides the injury, besides the questionable decisions where it looks like they're confused, then you compound these massive injuries. Last game, they look like they gave up. And I don't care. You know, they can get as offended as they want, and I know there's going to be a problem with, these guys fight. They didn't look like they fought that hard.
No.
They sure didn't. And, like, you know the difference between people are really trying to play. The hitting was absent. There was no aggression, no hard hits, no nothing. Like, just nothing. It just looked like, let's get out of here today.
You kind of felt like it was like a grown man playing in Pop Warner at times. Like,
yeah,
hey, I'm going to catch this. Oh, well, yeah. You'll tackle me, but I'm going to gain another 6 yards.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I remember when we were kids and we had my one friend who was 6'5", and he weighed like a couple hundred pounds. I mean, he's a big boy. He's still a big boy, Chris. You know you're a big boy. And then he wanted to play quarterback when we were playing like Thanksgiving football.
Right.
He'd fall forward for 5 yards. He was so damn big. And everybody's got he's wearing you like a cape around his back. Somebody's got his foot. Somebody else has got his ankle. It was like when you were a kid wrestling with dad,
Like they did in Pop Warner. What they would do most often is the one kid that hit puberty first was bigger than the others. He was the running back because nobody could tackle him. Here you go. It's like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.